This podcast is part of a special series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine.
Should we be paying more attention to fungal infections? Professor Gordon D. Brown, one of the authors of this week's editorial, Tackling Human Fungal Infections, certainly thinks so. You know, you mention that fungal infections kill at least as many people as tuberculosis and malaria. And you also say that the mortality rate is at least 50%. Given these statistics, why do you think it is that fungal infections aren't more recognized?
Okay, I think I should qualify the 50% a little bit. In some cases, it can exceed 50%. In most cases, I would say it ranges between 20 to 50%. It can go higher. As to why it hasn't been recognized up until now, well, I guess there's two main reasons for this. One is historical. So by and large, there's very few species of fungi that can infect people who have competent immune systems, healthy people. And the numbers of fungi that do that are low, and the number of people who get infected with those fungi is low. And so up until very recently, fungal infections haven't been a major cause of mortality. But the big change has been the increase in immunosuppression by diseases such as AIDS, but also by modern medical practices. So I would say over the last three decades or so, there's been a huge increase in the numbers of people who have been dying from these infections.
So would you say it's mostly people who are on some sort of immunosuppressive therapy who are at risk?
People who are on immunosuppressive therapy, people who are in intensive care units for protracted periods of time, people who use catheterization. So there are a lot of modern medical interventions in general that can increase susceptibility.
So you mentioned that one of the major ways in which fungal infections can affect people is because of modern medical interventions. So would you say it's something that's more of a developed world issue?
Well, actually, immunosuppressive diseases like AIDS, as you know, are very common in the developing world. So there's a lot of people in the developing world who are suffering and dying from this. So it's a developing and a developed world problem.
And would you say otherwise healthy individuals don't have much to worry about?
No, that is part of the historical reason why fungal diseases haven't been recognized. By and large, fungal infections do not affect healthy people. But I would add to that that actually a quarter of the world population have fungal infections, but they're not life-threatening.
Okay, and you mentioned the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation aren't particularly aware of fungal infections. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think they are aware of the fungal infections. I just don't think they're aware of the burden of fungal infections. Part of the reason why the burden of infection caused by these organisms is not more widely appreciated is that we have very poor diagnostics. The problem with the diagnostics is that a lot of people die from fungal infections and we're not aware that they're dying from fungal infections. So this is a very big problem. Correlated with that is the mortality statistics. So one of the big contributing factors to the mortality statistics is the fact that fungal infections are often diagnosed too late. And so if we had better diagnostics, we'd be able to diagnose fungal infections far quicker. And if we were able to do that, I think we would be able to save a lot more people.
Why are the diagnostics so poor?
Well, there's a long list of problems with them. They often lack specificity and sensitivity. They're unaffordable. They take a long time to assay and to develop. And they're just not currently practical or useful.
Given that healthy individuals don't need to worry about fungal infections, why should people care?
People should care because there are a lot of people out there who are dying. I mean, the same could be said, why should we care about malaria? Why should we care about tuberculosis? The problem is that these diseases really are affecting a huge number of people, and more individuals are undergoing medical intervention at least in some point in their life. And it's very likely that at some point they will be exposed to these pathogens in a setting where they could potentially get disease.
Professor Gordon Brown, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Read Gordon Brown, David Denning, and Stuart Levitz's editorial about fungal infections in Science this week. I'm Meg Nisuchdev. On behalf of Science Magazine and our publishers, AAAS, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a policy podcast, part of a series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine. The full Science podcast is released Thursdays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time.